Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yeah. We got two peoples on the show now walking around like they're 90 years old. Rob still, you know, walking, as they say, gingerly, because he got a effed up back. Now Riggins then fell off his porch, hurt his knee.
Yeah. Crazy.
Always falling.
Always.
Riggins, you always falling.
It's the dog.
It's like a bowling pin.
It's, I know.
It's so, the dog.
It's the dog.
The dog didn't kick you off the porch.
Yeah, well, going off the sidewalk, I mean, they call them sidewalks. That's where you're supposed to walk. But he likes pooping on hills. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
He would climb Mount Everest just to take a crap on it.
So he's walking you. You're not walking him.
Well, this one was different because he just wanted to stay out of the rain. So he's hugging the wall.
Yeah.
And I just followed him out there, not thinking. I mean, I walk that way all the time, but it had just turned into mud overnight. It was pouring rain. And I just went down and so depressed yesterday. So depressed. It bums you out.
I know.
Because I sprained my ankle a couple years ago. It was on my birthday, and I remember laying in bed. I was like, this is my birthday. It's not supposed to happen on my birthday. But that one sucked.
Did you have big birthday plans and it messed it up?
No.
Okay.
I think I was eating a charcuterie board you gave me for my birthdays.
Oh, really?
And that came in so handy because I was laying in bed eating summer sausage and
charcuterie board.
Jeez, laying in bed.
Mm-hmm. And, Rob, did any of that traveling and everything bother your back?
After the show on Friday, my back was on fire.
After the live show?
Yeah. I it was fine all the way up there, but I don't know. Can't explain it.
Mm-hmm, but not after being in the car and sleeping in the car.
I didn't sleep.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No.
Just the Lexus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did old pregnant girl sleep?
No.
I don't think so, no.
No, but I mean, I think, was Alexis the only one that had some aid in going to sleep?
Oh, I'll sleep no matter what, okay. There's aid or not.
Aid? Yeah, taking sleep gummies?
Gummies.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Just that.
So is Delta 9 legal, or is it Delta 8? The only one that's legal.
Delta 9 is legal in North Carolina with a small, like, it still has to be a small percentage in the gummy.
Okay.
But yeah, you can find it. And Delta 10.
Because I know that's what you're always seeking. A small dose.
That's it. Just a tiny little bit.
A microdose.
No, honestly, the Delta 8 gummies that are like fully legal in North Carolina, I think affect me more than THC gummies do. I don't know why. It makes absolutely no sense to me, but.
What is THC? That's the marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
What's that stand for?
Tetrahydrocannabinoid. tetrahydrol.
You ask her about it.
Wait, hold on, Rob. Hold on, Rob. What?
Tetrahydrosome cannabinoil.
THC. Okay.
It's tetrahydrocannabinol. Yeah, I had it right. Woo, look at me.
I mean, you should. You sell it.
You work in that business.
Yeah.
Right?
So what, Rob?
I said she turns into a scientist when you ask her about weed stuff.
Yeah. All potheads do.
I was going to say, Brigitte told us that years ago. All potheads turn into scientists like that.
But the big word now in that business is microdosing. You know, it's a microdose of this. It's a microdose of mushrooms. And it's like, well, how micro going to be of mushrooms tripping your nuts off?
Oh, it's micro. It just enlightens your mood.
Yeah. You see squirrels climbing out of the bedroom mirror. It's a microdose.
Does it, when you might take a gummy and then have some drinks, does it operate differently then?
No.
Does one affect the other more or less? Or
not for me personally. I'm okay. Sure it can for other people. Like, I'm not going to be super duper drunk and then go smoke a fat doobie. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
Just be responsible with your decisions.
Okay. Is that irresponsible to smoke?
For some people it can, because that will make them throw up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Get the spins. But everybody's different.
I didn't know how that worked, but it's at least you're responsible.
Yeah, I try to be responsible with my drugs.
Yeah, well, as long as you try, it doesn't matter whether you succeed. Earlier on the regular old show, we had a story about a girl that said she'd been dating a guy for a couple months before she realized that he only had one leg. All of the butt kicking contests he had been winning never alerted her to the fact that, hey, all these trophies say, you know, how, you know, he's always so busy all the time, and then he's got these trophies from the one-legged butt kicking contests.
That's it.
Do you know that old saying, Alexis?
No.
He's busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest?
Nope, never heard.
Does that keep you busy?
Keep you busy.
So she didn't know.
Never even put her hand, like, on his leg to...
No, I guess not.
Did it say from, like, the hip down or from the knee down or anything? Because I picture from, like, the hip.
Yeah, polio. It was from polio.
Yeah, it was from, which I didn't even know people got polio.
Right, anymore. I thought that was like a million years ago that people got polio.
Yeah, there are rare cases every now and then.
Wasn't there a president that had polio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
He did not.
Well, listen, I've got polio.
That's how rumors get started right there.
Oh, no, no, no. He had water polio. That's what it was. Not regular polio, water polio. He had it from swimming. Mm-hmm. It's from Hawaii, so that's how that happened. So then the discussion of, well, should he have told her or should he have not told her within, you know, 3 months of dating? I think it says something that they dated that long without, you know, making the beast.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't see that nowadays.
Boring.
But I said he shouldn't have to tell her. I mean, I would tell her, but he shouldn't have to tell her until, like, maybe before they're, you know, they decided they were going to take it to the next level. But I look at that like, if he wore a toupee, would he have to tell her that right away? Or wait until they were going to be in a situation where she might be running her hands through it in a passionate way?
Or she was wearing weave. Does she have to tell him, hey, this is not my real hair?
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. That's one of those double standards, Alexis. Like when women wear padded bras. You know, the Wonder Bra came out from Victoria's Secret back in the early 90s. If a man wore padded drawers to make it look like he was packing, he'd be made fun of. And she wouldn't want to go out with him again once she found out. But he thinks, you know, nothing about. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's wearing a padded bra because she's small.
Now girls wear padded butts too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, I got an ad for underwear that make your butt look better for guys. Not mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, I've seen those too.
How much were
what?
How much were they, Rob?
Riggins. What would your dad say? I mean, come on. If you, he said, "Dad, look, you got to get some of these underwear I've been using. They're padded around and make my butt look really good."
I mean, it's crazy. I thought, what was I looking at? The Instagram. Like trying to find out. I was like, did we talk about that or something?
Well, now it's definitely gonna come up. Yeah.
It was a I mean, they're like tiny little. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What guy is wearing that?
I like a guy with a nice butt, so I can understand why a guy would want to have the appearance of a nice little butt and buttocks.
Okay, but then he doesn't.
And then I know, exactly.
But I think all women like guys with nice butts. But they don't want a guy with a big old Nicki Minaj ass, though, do they?
No, no. You put a plate on it or a drink on it? Mm-mm. I don't want that. No.
That's where I draw the line. I don't want any shelves.
He's got a big butt.
I know. He got a badunkadunk.
Yep. It's natural, though.
He's got hard that on way.
It. I worked hard on it.
Yep.
This is all natural, honey. Mm-hmm.
You don't get that from anything but twankies and ho-hos. That's right. Some Susie Q's. They still make Susie Q's? Hostess Susie Q's?
I have no idea.
I've never seen those.
They were like real chocolate cake with icing in between them. Two pieces. Huh? Like a sandwich. Cake sandwich.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was good.
Like a devil dog. What's the Little Debbie version of that? There's a Little Debbie one, isn't there?
The Cosmic Brownie? No, that's just the brownie.
That's just a brownie.
Damn, girl, we ain't talking about no brownie.
Well, you talking about chocolate cake. I don't know.
That's not brownie.
Ding dong.
It's kind of this in the same family.
Brownie's fudgy. We ain't talking about no fudgy. Okay. What's wrong with you?
My bad.
Yeah. Susie Q's.
Oh, it's like an Oreo cake.
Yeah. So, Alexis, if you are with a guy for dating him a couple of weeks, I've been out several times, and you figured out on your own that he had a fake leg, would you be bothered by that, saying that he should have told you he made it awkward by not telling you? Because that's what the girl in the story did.
No, because I wouldn't want to put him in a like embarrassing position, and I feel like that's probably why he didn't say anything.
You got one leg?
Yeah.
How the hell could you do this to me?
To me. Like, the dude's the one with one leg.
You were ashamed to tell me that you only have one leg? How dare you put me in this weird situation? You know, as opposed to, because she said they fell in love right away. We were in love instantly.
And did she break up with him?
I think they broke up later.
Okay.
But it was they ended up dating several months.
Really, so she's really not even in love. She lied.
Now she's out. It's like, oh, let me tell you about one-legged Eddie. Da, da,
da, da. Like, if you found out now that the guy that you're seeing, how long have y'all been seeing each other?
About 5 to 6 months.
Okay, if you found out now that he had a fake leg, would it make a difference?
No.
Yeah.
I'd be like, let's have a running contest.
No, you'd be like, okay, let's put some mini bottles in it.
Yes. Yeah. That would be lit.
So we can go into this event.
That would be lit. I would use his prosthetic as like my hiding spot for many things.
Like a bong.
Just put the whole bong in there. And then we don't have a bong, we just smoke out of the prosthetic.
Yeah. Like an apple. Oh.
Be like, look at this cool party trick, guys.
Give me your leg. Well, she felt betrayed. It wasn't the fact that he had the leg. It was that she felt wrong that he didn't share that information with her.
Well, should he have shared the information? I think he should have. But
I don't know that that's
not that he betrayed her. I think he should have shared it. But it also shouldn't have been that big a deal to her. She should have been able to understand. Yeah. I understand why you didn't share it. That makes sense to me. He didn't betray her.
Right.
I mean,
she felt betrayed.
I know she felt that way. I'm saying I think she overreacted.
Yeah, she's a narcissist.
Wrong. Yeah, he was wrong for not telling her, and she was wrong for freaking out about it because it's not that big a deal. It's not a big deal at all.
I'd be freaked out, though. If I was dating somebody for 3 months and then you find out that there's a fake leg on, it would be freaky.
Why would it be freaky?
I wouldn't be upset about it. I'd be like, they got their own reasons for not sharing that with me, whatever. That's on them.
That's what I'm saying.
But it would be weird. We can't act like finding out after 3 months of dating that wouldn't be crazy shocking.
Yeah, but the leg to her wasn't the weird part and the awkward part. The part where she felt betrayed and she was upset is that he didn't tell her.
Yeah.
In other words, he kept the truth from her. Yeah. So again, goes back to the fact that it's not about you. You little narcissist, you. It's about him. And if you really love him, like you say you did, then you would say, listen, I don't ever want you to think something like that could come between us. No. I wouldn't judge you any differently for that.
You want the person to feel comfortable around you with everything.
Yeah, and she said, if you do that shit again, I'm going to take that bad leg off and wear your ass out with it. Don't be keeping things from me.
Oh, my God. Imagine if they got into a fight, and for her being petty, she would just hide his leg. Yeah.
Probably would, too.
That's so messed up.
That is messed up.
How could you do this to me?
She, like, unscrews all the parts.
Yeah, well, she's like, yeah, run now.
He just, like, crumbles under his weight. He's like, oh, yeah. You bitch. Took out all the screws.
That's not fun.
That's not fun.
It's not funny at all.
It's kind of funny.
No. But it's not like he hid from her that he had kids.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like it's not anything that I feel like is against the relationship or making him look bad or he's being sneaky.
Yeah, I agree. It's not something that it inherently changes the relationship. It's just like, oh, that's kind of something you should tell someone, I think, after a couple of dates or whatever.
What about if you don't have a foot? Should you tell them that or a toe? Like, how small of a body item that's missing should you tell them?
A body item.
Well, if it's a finger, they're probably going to notice. Mm. Body
item. You should tell them you got a fake eyeball?
I don't know. Well, again, they would probably notice that. But I don't know how you wouldn't notice that somebody's got an artificial or a prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
She's got to be just very unobservant.
Even if someone wears pants all the time, you'd still be able to tell, you think, just by the way they walk?
Yeah, and sometimes the pant leg goes against the prosthetic, and you can tell the difference.
I mean, you messed up the one-legged cowboy. I mean, like, that's a catch. Yeah. I mean, if he's goodly 6'6", meets him at the rodeo, God, he's a good guy.
Yeah, I mean, she should have noticed, like, when he got off the bull, but his leg stayed on it. Right. She just said, hey, how'd that happen?
Yeah. Weird.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Why am I doing this? Getting caught up in business email chains. I'm still trying to perform and do funny shit. Damn.
Don't do it.
7,000 something emails in my inbox.
You got a lot to catch up on.
7,003 emails.
The number of times I just wanted to go in and type in Adam's name and then just could delete. And I would just to see how many thousands of emails that would take out. I got 6,967 emails in my inbox. Not that are unread, just total emails in my inbox. And I would love to just see how if that would take out half of them.
Oh, at least.
But then I'm afraid something important is in there.
Riggins, how long did you stay at your parents when you went to pick up the dog? Did you stay there for a while?
Yeah, about 2 hours. I got there about 10, then maybe left around noon. They were going to have lunch.
You always say you went home to see your parents. Is that weird saying, since that's not your home?
They asked me the exact same thing. They said, you call it home. I said, well, I guess home is where my parents are. That's mm-hmm. it. No matter, even if I didn't live there.
Yeah.
I mean, so it wasn't cute. Meant to be like that, but like,
I love it.
You know, when they lived, you know, after we had gone to college, they moved to the golf course. That was home to me. It's where my parents and my brothers are.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of my
answer. So in Atlanta is where you would call that home because that's where your brother lives?
No.
No.
It's where my parents are.
Okay. Yeah. Where the gathering of your parents and your siblings.
Yeah.
Wherever your parents' home is home. Yeah. See, I never call when my mama left the house that I grew up in, and she and my dad split up after I was married, and she left that. I've never gone home.
Yeah, I'm the same
way. You know how they say you can never go home? That's what they're talking about.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, when you go out, start a life for yourself, you get your wife and kids and whatever, and you go back, things aren't the same. Even if your parents are in the same house or whatever, things aren't the same there in that town. You remember it, and also you can never go home. But my mama moved to a different town.
Yeah.
And she and my dad split, and then he moved in with his girlfriend that he was seeing at the time. He was my mama's wife, husband. And, yeah, my brother's grown and married, got his own stuff. So, yeah. Like, my mom built the house that she's in now after, you know, I already had kids.
Yeah.
So that's not my home.
Right, yeah. And it might be different when I do have my own family. I don't know how my brothers feel about it, but yeah, it was funny that you asked that because they said the same thing.
Home to me is the town.
Oh, really?
I would be going, yeah, I'm going home to Pineville this weekend. It would be the town, or more specifically the house, though. I'm with TJ, though. I think if my mom had ever moved out of that house and moved away, I would not be going home. I'd be going to visit my mom.
But there's nobody even in the town that I grew up with that's in my family now. Like, there's no going home to Winfield, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Because none of my family lives there anymore. Well, my dad does, but not in the town.
Yeah, I wouldn't go back to Salisbury and go, this is home. But it's just where my parents are.
So, Alexis, when you go to El Salvador, do you call that home?
Yeah.
You have to go back to the specific house with the certain dogs on the roof.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's true. I'm using that house, and I'm like, oh, I'm home, finally.
What is, if you went to visit somewhere, you didn't live in the house that your mom's in now, did you?
No. Boston.
Boston is home for
you. If I say I'm going back home, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to go see my mom, I just say the same thing. Like, I'm going to go see my mom.
Just like I never caught, my mom married two other guys after my dad died. And they both died of the cancer.
You said after your dad died.
I mean, after my dad and my mom's divorce. and I was already grown, so I never called him my stepdad. I never referred to either one of them as my stepdad.
Yeah.
And I really, really liked one of them. I mean, the other one, I liked him too, but not like I did the one. And if I were going to call somebody a stepdad, it would have been him, but it just didn't seem right. You know, you're in your 30s, and all of a sudden you're going to start calling some other person a form of dad.
No.
Like, you ain't my daddy.
Yeah. And neither one of them tried to get me to call him that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's weird when you think about how things change in a short amount of time once you become an adult and you're away from your family. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd say that's my mama's husband. My mama's husband, George. Is what I would say. Or my mom's husband, Emmett.
Yeah.
Then it's weird. It's like, what do your kids call them? You know?
Yeah.
Like, are they going to call them by a grandparent name?
Yeah. That probably makes sense.
My kids called one of them a grandparent name. And then when he died and the next one came along, I don't think they called him by a grandparent name.
Just by his first name?
They called him Mr. Emmett.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
How old were they when she started dating him?
They were probably middle school.
Yeah. Well, I'm not calling him granddaddy.
Yeah.
You ain't my granddaddy.
Nope. Mm-hmm. You, Mr. Emmett. You're lucky I'm calling you Mr.
What's crazy is now my dad, mostly my dad starts calling my mom by her grandma name in front of me, and it's so weird. It's like, Mimi, what do we do? You know,
instead
of Nance or Hun or whatever.
Because they're used to talking to the kids.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of weird.
So that's when the grandkids aren't around, that even happens.
Yeah, it happened when I was home.
When you were growing up, did they call each other mom and dad?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Because my parents did.
Mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My kids called Jody's parents. My kids were the first grandchildren, and they called them Mimi and Granddaddy. So then Jody's redneck sister came along a lot of years later and had some twins. And so those twins live right there in the town with Jody's parents, and we live 14 and a half hours away. So they're with those kids a lot more than they are with my kids. And those kids couldn't say granddaddy when they were babies, like my kids were smart enough to do. They couldn't say it, and so they just said gran. So it's Mimi and Gran. And so that's what they've called them the whole time. So when Jody's parents refer to her dad as grand to my kids start throwing fists.
That's not it.
I mean, I
because whoever comes first gets the first one gets to name them. Yeah,
yeah.
That's those are the rules.
What would you want to be called as a grandpa?
Have you thought about it?
A little bit here. I'm something around the word pop, like pop or popsy or poppy. Poppy was Jody's grandfather. That's what she called him.
Like, you little but poppy seed.
Actually, what I wanted to be called is by my first name.
Yeah, you said that before.
Yeah.
By your grandkids, Richie?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that?
What?
I forgot that. Why do you want that?
I don't know. This thing's kind of cool.
I remember you saying that years ago. Richie.
My dad wanted to be called Papa because he felt like it made him feel younger. Which I was like, that sounds
older. Yeah.
That sounds old to me.
Yeah. Well,
what about you, Ace? What would you want to be called?
G-Dad.
G-Dad?
Yeah.
G-Dad?
That's what, I forgot how we came up with that, but it's what, I think my mom came up with it because we were trying to say, you know, what do you want to be? And I think she may have come up with G-Mama. And then my dad was like, oh, I like that. I'll go with G-Dad.
So you're G-Dad, you would be G-Dad the second. Because your dad was, exactly.
Not to them.
I'm G-Dad the second.
I'm G-Dad the second.
I like my dad's dad was my, we called him granddad. It was granny and granddad. I like granddad, but I also like what my dad's name is to the grandkids, which is Gramps.
Gramps. Yeah, that's good. I like that. That's good.
And I could still use that on, you know, my little part of the family over here, because my kids have never been around him enough to really call him Gramps.
Yeah.
To use it, so their kids could use it on me.
Gramps seems a little old too.
Yeah. Hey, Gramps. Like that. Gramps.
You know, my parents' names were Graham and Gramps. We're gonna go see Graham and Gramps.
Yeah.
Okay. I just don't want the names that I called my grandparents were very old sounding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and my grandparents on my mom's side, I didn't come up with those because I was the 1, 2, 3. I was the third. I was the fourth grandkid. No, I was the fifth grandkid. And so they'd already decided on it was Mama and Papa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's old.
That was already set up. And then my grandmother on my dad's side was Meemaw.
Meemaw.
And I was the first. But I don't remember. Like I don't think I came up with that. I think that's what they decided she was going to be called. That's kind of what everybody had been called. You know.
So. Yeah, that's what Sheldon Cooper calls his grandmother.
What, Meemaw?
Meemaw.
Yeah.
Meemaw.
And I didn't call. I never met my grandfather. Only he died when my mom was pregnant with me. So we didn't have anything. Never had to call him anything. So.
Yeah, my mom's mother thought she was way too young to be called Grandma or Mama or Meemaw or any of that. So that's why she was Nana. Nana. And then her husband was Papa, which is old sounding, really.
Mm-hmm.
But these are problems that Southerners are only ones that have to deal with. Yankees, just it's everybody's grandma, grandpa. Mm-hmm. And then they put a last name with it.
Yep.
I call my grandma, grandma.
Grandma.
So it's like Grandma Jones.
Smith. And yeah. No, not Grandma Smith. Grandma Jones.
Okay.
To your point.
Grandpa Jones.
To your point, my grandparents that were in Michigan were Grandma and Grandpa Gallagher,
yeah,
which was their last name. But my ones down here, my dad's parents, were Grandpa Ben and Grandma Billy,
yeah,
which was their first name.
Mm-hmm.
Billy.
Yeah.
Grandma, Grandpa. Thanks, Grandma.
Hey, thanks, Grandma.
You're not going to say that about my grandpa.
Grandma, keep your underwear on.
It's different when you talk about your family, Alexis.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at ACETJ.com/weight loss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Hey, look, if you need your life organized, then you need the sponsor of Share Funny, which is the Closet Niche. The Closet Niche. They come in, they install these shelves and drawers and little hideaway features to make everything in your house look great and make it look neat and get it out of other people's sight. You know, you don't want people, if they go to, you know, you're giving them a tour of your house and they want to see the closet space, you don't want them to see your drawers laying on the floor. You don't want that. You don't want them to see your drawers at all. Underwear in there. So when you've got the closet niche and everything is organized and in its place, it's going to look like nothing but a pristine, beautiful, beautiful storage area. With the best price guarantee, you're going to love that. 2 to 3 weeks turnaround rather than 3 to 6 months like other places. And then sometimes you go in and say, this is what I want. And they'll go, wait, we can do that in a day. You'd be like, what? And they'd be like, yeah. Try it. And the guarantee that it fits, then custom build everything to maximize every inch of your walls within the space that you're looking to organize. And then, you know, they got their thoughts about things, but they're ready to take your thoughts, put them in there, and put them together. Custom pantries, drop zones and mud rooms, built-ins, offices, garages, laundry rooms, putting beds in the walls. Store that bed away in the wall. It's the closet niche. AceTJ.com/closet is how you can find them. People will be impressed. Not only will you love it day to day of how well your house is organized, but other people that see it will love it and they will be so jealous of you. They want to be jealous of you.
Somebody just asked, are you able to show the whole studio so we can see what they did? Talking about the closet niche. Not really.
Nah.
Because the cameras are kind of fixed now.
We can't.
In the breaks, though, Todd shows the little behind-the-scenes thing.
Yeah, you can see that if you watch in the breaks, there'll be a closet niche thing that runs that shows you the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's dope.
Sure.
Yeah, just take our word for it. It's dope. We wouldn't lie.
Trust us.
Yeah, it is super dope.
Did anybody at our event Friday, did anybody, any listeners say anything rude to y'all or anything?
No, everybody
was super nice. No rude encounters?
Not at all.
I don't think so.
Everybody was great.
Mm-hmm.
Did somebody say something rude to you?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If you count my wife as a listener.
Yeah.
What she say?
I don't. She's always talking something.
She was.
She's hilarious, dude.
Mm.
I love her.
Because I had on a shirt that we were using. You know, it sucks when somebody steals your joke, but when they steal one of your jokes and use it against you, that's the low blow.
I love that.
The low blow. My shirt, because we were under the hot lights, I had been sweating and taking down the equipment and, you know, all of that stuff. So I went upstairs to change my shirt before coming back down to the restaurant bar area. And the shirt that I put on was purple. So I went to the bathroom. When I came back, I was like, oh, yeah, here, look at me. I look like Barney the dinosaur. And everybody busted out laughing because Jody had already said that about me.
She did.
She was like, I love you. Yes. You love me.
Did she do it while you were gone?
No, it was behind my back. Yeah, it was behind my back. I don't know why. Whether it was while I was gone or they were at that other end of the table.
Yeah, it was funny.
And she's just looking down there at me going, hey, look at Barney down there.
It was hilarious. I loved it.
Well, that's messed up, though.
Why? It was funny. You guys laugh at funny things when it's messed up about me.
About me?
It's yeah, true. Well,
but we're not married to you.
Shut up, Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I'm going to laugh.
Ha ha. A joke. Ha ha.
Yep.
She spotted two girls filming a TikTok in the lobby of the hotel.
Who, Jody did?
Yeah, and she was real excited about that. Look, they're filming TikTok.
Are they dancing?
Yeah. They looked very young to be in a bar. And they went up to the bar and they did not get served. So I don't know if they were under 21 or what happened, but then they just walked out of the bar and into the lobby and started recording TikToks. I'm like, I guess that's what happens when you're 19. Like, we can't get drinks.
They took a shot at it. It didn't work out. Yeah.
All right, but they did.
They tried it.
Yeah, they
well,
did.
Well, when we were standing, checking in to the hotel, there was a girl there wearing ECU gear. And turns out she's one of the they have people that show and they have high school recruits come in, like football recruits or whatever, or any recruit. They show them around the campus and they get a, you know, they get a kind of a guide and that kind of thing. One, you usually get a team guide and then, like a hospitality person to take care of a lot of the other stuff. So, these recruits came in and we found out this afterwards, but I had seen her coming through the double doors and she was walking backwards talking to them and I'm paying attention to what I'm doing, you know, checking everybody into the hotel, and suddenly you heard poof and everybody spun around and she was holding her head. She goes, that's gonna hurt.
Ouch.
So she was backing up talking to them and backed into a column. There were four guys with her. Now one of those guys said, hey, watch out, like nobody said a word. They just let her back into that column while she was talking to him.
I mean, I don't want to say that was instant karma, but that same girl, we were waiting for you guys to check in. So I was sitting in the car and the girl came out and she's like, hi, and waved. And there was a car behind us, but I didn't see the car behind us. So I thought she was waving to us. I'm like, oh, this is really nice people down here. They're like coming to say hi. So I said hi and she just looked at me. She's like, hi. And then like went to talk to the people behind us. So that's what she gets.
That's what she gets for yes, not being confused.
For being confused and making me feel embarrassed.
You're going to run into a
problem. Yeah, because she was like, hi. Like this weird girl. Why is she saying hi to me? Well, that's why you walked into the column. So there you go. Stupid.
That's what you get.
That's yep, what you get. That's
say
what
you hi get now.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Here go a funny story. This young couple's married, and the husband has a bad wreck and ends up in the hospital. In the ICU, clinging to life, narrowly surviving. They have two children, and the wife, Kate, sat weeping at his bedside, feeling overcome with guilt. She feared he'd attempted to respond to her text messages while at the wheel, causing him to crash. So she checked his phone. and uncovered a slew of texts, dating app profiles, and social media direct messages providing that he'd been, or proving that he'd been cheating on her with many other women.
Man.
So, after months of nursing the guy back to health, helping him relearn how to walk, talk, eat, and use his phone, she found out that he'd been using it and his reacquired motor skills to cheat on her again.
Damn.
She said, I was the one who freaking taught him how to use his phone. Just for him to start talking to females again. She's from North Carolina. I don't know what part. Probably a listener to the Ace and TJ show, because everybody in North Carolina is, right? In the video, which has garnered over, who cares? Unnamed husband said that regularly traveled for work, failed to answer her calls on that fateful day last January, and she began to worry for his safety. And then her worst fears were eventually confirmed when the highway patrol officer called to inform her of the crash.
Did now, you say all there of this. A, did you say there was a funny part of the story, or did I miss that? That's cold, though. So he's cheating on her beforehand. After this crash, she teaches him how to relive life,
mm-hmm.
or how to live life again, whatever the proper term would be. Yeah. And then he cheats on her again.
Right. Now, this is just her side of the story. I'm sure if it did happen this way, he had a very good reason.
Yeah.
Alexis, would you have stayed there nursing him back to health the first time when you found out he'd been on the dating apps and stuff?
I'm not that good of a Christian or a person in general.
No, you would have left him there.
Yeah, I would have left them there.
And have somebody else deal with it. He doesn't deserve it.
Tell one of the girls that he was cheating with, she can come take care of him.
That would be hard, knowing that information, to take on that responsibility, because that's a huge responsibility.
Yeah, but then again, how would he be able, or how would she be able to, or if it's me, oh, okay, it's me. How would I be able to really, really seek revenge if Jody never got out of the hospital bed, right, or whatever? I mean, I'd have to get her back to normal so she can really understand the revenge that I'm throwing out on her.
Does the level of revenge increase proportionate to the extra amount of work you had to put in to nurse that person back to health?
No.
Meaning you were going to get revenge. You would have gotten the revenge you would have gotten when you found out he was cheating. Does that get worse after you had to help her, you know, get back to life, so to speak?
Because it would be impossible to get worse.
Oh, okay.
Than what I would already be playing.
That's like the plot from Tyler Perry's Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Is it?
Yeah, because she like nurses her husband who was cheating on her back to health to then just like treat him like shit.
Oh, yeah. I never saw that, but it sounds like it'd be very entertaining.
It was.
Her.
Yeah, it was great.
Who played in that? Anybody hot?
I can't remember who were the people. Oh, yeah, Shamar Moore's in there.
I mean, any women?
He's hot.
Hot women's.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I'm sure.
She went crazy on him, though.
I think Madea's hot.
Yeah, Madea's, she got some hot. Big old.
Yeah. And you know she liked to give it up.
She likes she's to give it up?
Yeah.
How you know that?
Because she said she's a hoe. Back when I was hoeing.
Oh.
Back in my hoeing days.
I think Janet's been in one of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a few different, yeah, people have been in the movies. The movies are actually pretty funny.
They are. I don't like that. There's one woman in several of the movies that I don't like her character. It's just cringy. I don't know her name on there, but he's put her in several of them.
Is it an old lady or young?
Yeah, she plays an old lady.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about.
They were... Well, what were you doing, Ma? You know, it's just over the top. Not Tyler Perry quality acting, like we've grown to expect.
Yeah.
You know, Cubby goes and sees those plays. He doesn't mess with the movies. He goes to the Madea's plays.
Hmm.
The stage shows and stuff.
That sounds like such a sophisticated thing to be doing. I'm going to the play.
My parents go to a lot of plays.
Yeah, I'm going to the Madea play.
You're right. That is.
I'm wearing very my fancy gloves.
Yeah.
Play.
The show.
It's not that fancy.
Right? Wearing my gloves.
And my monocle.
Yeah.
You look like a crazy person if you show up in gloves and a monocle. I'm like, what do you think you're saying? This is. Tyler Perry. Calm down.
Like, what were those little things called that it was like the. They were like binoculars, but they were on a stick and they were fancy looking. I want one of those if I'm going to go to a play.
Yeah, what are those called?
I don't know, but I need them.
They're just binoculars on a stick.
Yes.
Tiny binoculars. Some of them
binoculars on a stick. I got them.
Binocular kebabs.
Wouldn't that be the craziest shit if you were in public and somebody whipped one of those things?
I know. That's so
what in the world?
I want one.
They're opera glasses, also known as theater binoculars, are Galilean binoculars.
Oh, my Galileans.
Galilean binoculars, yeah.
Do you grab my Galilean binoculars?
Did you bring the Galilean binoculars?
Yeah, I knew they were called opera glasses, but I thought I knew there had to be another name for them.
Just going into Applebee's instead of Reader's.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ.